Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, and I'm here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. You can reach Alan and the team at RSG by calling them today. Here's that number. It's 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. And Alan has a brand new website for you. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you head on over to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. Well, if you enjoy spending time in the kitchen or maybe out by the grill, you're probably aware there's a lot of prep work to do before you even start cooking a dish. Now, that involves everything from reading the recipe, getting out all your ingredients and necessary tools, and then doing all the chopping, all the preheating. Well, believe it or not, that's actually a pretty good analogy for retirement planning. So, Alan, how can we compare all the prep work, all the planning that we need to execute a recipe to the strategizing that goes into retirement planning?
Megan, you know, I do the cooking at my house, and I know that if I'm going to, well, like do ribs like I did last weekend for the boys, then I've got to plan ahead so I can smoke them and let them take the time to simmer. And if you just throw them in there and put them in the grill in high heat, they come out tough. And it's just, it's, well, you know, we're all in Kansas City. You've got to do your ribs right. And it's the same thing with retirement. You've got to plan if you want it to come out correctly, that you can address all the concerns and look at for anything that might come up that you need to plan for, such as running out of money or bad health or what's going to happen with your health insurance. There's just so many changes when you transition from the accumulation phase of life and start looking at the preservation and then the distribution of your assets. So here at Retirement Solutions Group, we really like to focus on the roundtable retirement process and get people in to do a roundtable review. It's our proprietary system, and it's proven really well for many families as a guidepost to help them transition from that accumulation phase to that distribution phase.
Alan, I want to talk to you about some of the steps that we can take to shore up our savings as we're preparing for retirement. How do you help someone determine how much they're going to need to save?
Well, it starts with doing a review and looking at how much money you've got that you're living on now. So what do you have coming in and how much is going into your 401k, into your health insurance, savings, things of that nature. How much of that is wants and how much of it is needs? And then figuring and kind of just kind of looking to say, okay, if I'm going to retire in 5 years, I won't be putting money into my 401k anymore. Health insurance will probably switch over to Medicare or at least a few years after retirement, depending on when you retire. And just kind of guesstimating, but with a real educated formula to see what is it I should need in retirement. And some statistics say you only need 80% of what you have in retirement. Others say 100%. It really just depends on how much and what your hobbies are that you plan on spending in retirement. For what I mean is, every day Saturday to retirement, and typically most people spend most of their spare income on Saturdays. So if you're going to do a lot of extra things in retirement, hobbies and whatnot, then you need to plan for those. So we really want to look at what you're doing, what you think you're going to do, and find a nice balance between the two.
Alan, you mentioned an estimate that perhaps you'd need about 80% of your current income in retirement. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to knock that rule of thumb. But when I look at that, I think, well, I don't want to have 80% less income, especially if I have more free time to do the things I've always wanted to do.
Well, Megan, that's the big argument, is it's between earned income or take-home pay. So in other words, you might make $100,000 in a year, let's say, but you might only bring in $70,000 after paying taxes and putting away your money in your 401k. So when you look at that statistic, you really got to look at, are we talking about what I'm bringing home or what I'm actually earning? And that's where I look at it and say, if you're going to spend more money golfing 3 times a week or 5 times a week, it may take more money in retirement than it did when you were actually working. And I'm with you. I'd rather do more traveling and eat at fine restaurants and enjoy life. You know, it's the golden year, so to speak. Don't want to be sitting at home and clicking a remote control and just, you know, wasting away. So it really depends on, as a couple, what you want to do in retirement, or as an individual, what your goals in retirement might be. Everybody's unique in this. Everybody's different. I mean, when I do my workshops, I always use the example of putting together a jigsaw puzzle. And it's a very fun question, because I always ask, what do you do first? And I get everything from flip over the pieces and put them together and put the corners and build the borders. But really what you do first, think about it, is you decide if you want to buy that puzzle. You have to look at the picture and then purchase it. Well, the same thing is, you have to meet with a retirement planner, decide if you're going to hire that planner, and then the planner and you need to assist in building the picture on the front of the box and then referring back to it on a regular basis. And that's what our first visit is we invite you in to sit down, get to know you, because, you know, you may have heard me on the radio, maybe you've read my book, maybe you've been to one of my workshops, or maybe all the above. But at the end of the day, we don't really know each other until we sit down, and everybody's situation is unique. I want to invite our listeners to pick up the phone and call me at 913-685-9422. We've put together our roundtable retirement process, and for the next 10 callers, we're offering, at no cost, no obligation, a roundtable retirement review. So pick up the phone, 913-685-9422. Get on my calendar, come and see me, get your questions answered. Let's look at your unique situation. 913-685-9422.
And we are so glad that you've joined us today here on the program. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, Alan's brand new website. Make sure you head on over there. It's just fantastic. It's a great resource for you. Go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. While you're there, check out his events tab. You can find out about Alan's ongoing dinner workshops. Great opportunity to meet Alan, have a great dinner, and find out about his philosophy on retirement. You can also meet some like-minded retirees while you're attending one of those events. So get registered. Go to RetireRightKC.com. Alan, as we're putting together a financial plan for retirement, I know we cannot overlook the big issue of taxes. So how important is it for our portfolios to include accounts with diverse tax profiles?
Well, everybody's situation is unique, Megan. So you definitely need to take into account a tax-efficient retirement plan. And that's one of the 5 areas that we specialize in when looking at retirement. So our roundtable retirement process, it's designed to help our clients achieve simplicity and more financial security during the second half of their lives. And it's truly focused around providing a 5-star planning experience. The 5 areas that we key into in your financial life are income planning, investment planning, legacy planning, healthcare, and then also tax planning. So when you mention taxes, it's at the front of our thought process. You know, here in the Kansas City metropolitan area, we have a lot of people that have IRAs and 401ks. And a 401k, when you leave your job, you'll typically roll that into a self-directed account or an IRA. And at that point, we want to make sure that it's working the way it's supposed to and being utilized correctly. Because at 59.5, we have access to it, but at 70.5, we have to start taking money from that qualified plan, unless it's a Roth. But if we have that traditional type IRA, we have what's called forced distribution. So what will happen quite frequently is we'll, you know, as we get into retirement, we may not need all of that retirement plan or that IRA, or maybe we don't need any of it and we'll delay taking money out of it, or we'll oftentimes get bad advice and start using our non-qualified money, money we've already paid taxes on, or, you know, drawing from the wrong buckets and then delaying that IRA and that basically that guaranteed or forced withdrawal period that's coming up after 70 and a half. And then what tends to happen is we lose a spouse. When all these things kind of come together, this perfect storm, we end up in a higher tax bracket, or a tax bracket that is maybe one that we could have avoided being in, meaning we could have gone to a lower tax bracket by proper planning, and we end up paying a lot more to the government rather than having a diversified portfolio, knowing where to draw from. And this is a great reason why you should utilize a financial planner that's going to talk to you about tax planning. Now, keep in mind, when I say tax planning, I'm not saying we're giving tax advice that we're a CPA. I'm saying that we're just looking at the tax laws and the taxation of our assets that we're using and make sure we're drawing from the right ones first. Always a great idea to check with your CPA or accountant before interacting a full plan to make sure that everything's working out correctly. But it's still a very good idea to look at tax planning in your overall strategy, or it could cause a lot less dollars to your heirs, your spouse, and yourself. Whichever way you would like to proceed in retirement, that's what a fiduciary, a solid financial planner who understands transitioning from the accumulation phase into that preservation phase through the distribution phase, and understands that you're unique and that your concerns are different than somebody else. When you put all those pieces together, ultimately it looks like our roundtable retirement process. And what we've found is that can really help somebody navigate not only to retirement, but through retirement. So I really encourage our listeners to pick up the phone, 913-685-9422. And if you're one of the next 10 callers, we're going to give you our roundtable retirement process, a review at absolutely no cost, no obligation, your numbers, your situation, and we're going to address those concerns. So hopefully you'll be able to position yourself in retirement in a much better light. So 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
What are the steps that we need to take to be truly prepared for retirement? Find out as Alan outlines the keys to getting your distribution strategy in place when we return.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 6th or Thursday, June 8th at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. And Alan can help you build the retirement you've always wanted for yourself. All it takes is a phone call to get started. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. His brand new website, check it out. Go to RetireRightKC.com. We're discussing the steps you need to take to get a solid retirement strategy in place. Alan, as we get closer to retirement, I've heard there's kind of a general rule out there that you want to shift away from riskier financial vehicles. Is that true?
I would say that's definitely true. I mean, as you get close to retirement, your timetables, it shrinks enormously. I mean, so we really look at that 5 years, you know, if you're in that window, it's a lot of times referred to as a retirement red zone. But if you think about it, if you make the wrong choice in this time, you don't have as much time to recover. I mean, think about those that went through 2008 right before they were getting ready to retire. It could have taken them 5 to 7 years to get back to where they were, not even making any money, just get back to what they lost after 2008. And that can be a very sticky situation. We have a lot of laws out there to help us as we get closer to retirement. For example, there's something called a non-hardship in-service transfer. If you're driving and you've never heard about this, you might want to stop, pull over, and write this down, or go to our website later and find the download of this show. But non-hardship in-service transfer, very important thing, because 90% of us, if we're at an employer and we have a 401k, what it means is we're not in hardship, we're still working, so that's the in-service, and we're able to transfer our money. So if you're in that red zone, that 5 years to retirement, you may have the ability to take your money out of a 401k where you have no investment advice and you're making your own choices and maybe not don't have a lot of options there to give you fixed income or some, you know, downside protection, and transfer that over to an investment advisor or put it somewhere where you feel more comfortable that you can protect from any type of correction or losses. And folks, I mean, the market corrected in 2008 and 9, and here we've been in a bull market for 7-8 years. So if you really think about it, now would be the time to maybe look at your options. A lot of us are probably sitting back going, hey, I've been making money hand over fist for years and don't think there's a problem. But that's exactly when you need to look at it. I mean, think about a tornado versus a hurricane for a second. I mean, think about it, Megan. If you lived in Florida and you know, when a hurricane was coming, they've named it. They've told you the path, the pattern. You had time to plan. If you didn't get out of the way of the storm, that was your own fault. Well, if you live in Kansas or Missouri and we have a tornado, it could be 30, 40 seconds, you know, by the time the sirens hit and you need to be in the basement or run for cover because they just come out of nowhere sometimes. And it's important to have yourself protected, have your planning done so you know how you're going to react. And that's kind of what we're talking about here is if we've got 4 or 5 years till we're going to retire, and something happens that derails our plans, you don't want to go back to work. You don't want to work longer. You want to figure out so you're in control that you can retire when you want to, that you can make that transition. And that's where a great financial planner can come in to help you. And when I say financial planner, I want to clarify, I really feel it should be somebody that not only holds a securities license to help you weather the securities world, but also one that holds the insurance license. Is if you want to transfer risk out of the market, maybe you don't want all your money in the market. What we're talking about here is transitioning and taking some of the risk out of your portfolio. Some people, a lot of people want to do that by transferring some of their assets out of the stock market and putting that risk on somewhere else, such as an A-rated insurance carrier. So if you're talking to an investment advisor that only works in investments that does not have an insurance license, or you're talking to somebody who only has an insurance license and not an investment license, you're only getting half the story. You're not going to get as well, not only the transfer of risk, but you're not going to get maybe the income planning, because you're not going to know what income you can guarantee. You're not going to get the long-term care and the Medicare questions answered. So you may have some exposure that you'd like to address. So you really need somebody that is duly licensed, both insurance, both in securities. And when I say securities, you can go to a website called brokercheck.org. It's a FINRA website. And there you can look up your advisor and find out if they have a 65 or 66 license. Those are the fiduciary license that requires your advisor to act in your best interest. So I think that's extremely important to know who you're working with, what they're licensed in, and know that the advice that they're giving you is something that they're licensed in talking about. If the topics we're talking about today, Megan and I, are something that you find of value and you want more information on, I really encourage you to write down our phone number, give me a call, and come in and see me. My number is 913-685-9422. I have a whole team put together, and we will help you navigate from retirement through retirement and help address those concerns and risks that you have. That phone number is 913-685-9422. We're at 435 in Medcalf. call now and come see us, 913-685-9422.
And be sure when you call or you visit Alan there at his offices, ask him about that book we were talking about, the book he authored, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. And Alan, when we're trying to figure out our asset allocation, I know a lot of people turn to those, you know, those old rules of thumb. We hear about the 60-40 rule, for instance. Talk about the problem with following what could be an outdated rule of thumb when it comes to, you know, your life savings.
Well, I mean, if you follow an outdated rule, you might get outdated information. And I don't think we're all statistics, so I don't think we should put our whole life savings into just something that's a rule of thumb, if you will. It's a guidepost is what a rule should be. So the idea would be, let's first break it down. 60% in investments, 40% in stocks, or reverse that, 60% in bonds, 40% in stocks, or reverse it to 40% in bonds, 60% in stocks. Whichever way you want to look at the number, between it really depends on how old you are and how much risk you want to take in your portfolio. But I look at it and think, you know, well, we've had 30 plus years of a bull market in the bond market that's ended here recently. As interest rates rise, the existing returns on your bonds are starting to drop, because if you already have bonds, people are going to want to buy higher paying bonds instead of buying yours. It's going to be harder to liquidate yours. You'll have to sell them at a discount. So holding bonds in your portfolio could be to your detriment, but you do it to limit risk as you enter into that red zone so that you're not shouldering all the risk into retirement. But what I like to do here at Retirement Solutions Group is for the portion that would be in bonds, that's where I might look at an insurance company, something like a fixed index annuity that can get us the gains of the market, but no downside risk. And ultimately, instead of diluting the portfolio with bonds, we're positioning your bond monies into the annuities to get guaranteed income. Same basic concept you wanted the bonds for. You're just not shouldering any of the risk. We're putting that risk onto an A-rated insurance carrier that has a lot more money and a lot more time to weather any storms with the bond market. Better results to get us to where we want to go. And that's what it's all about, is using the experience of your advisor to explain what your options are and to help you walk down the correct path for you based on your likes, dislikes, what you're willing to do, and what you're trying to accomplish. And then having that guide to, you know, use their experience to better your situation. And after 19 years of helping people transition from working to 20, 30, 40 years of unemployment, i.e. retirement, I have a lot of knowledge and experience that I can share with you. And hopefully that takes you from a point where you're questioning what to do in retirement to getting those questions answered.
RetireRightKC.com. Again, that is Alan's website. It's brand new. He just rolled it out. So make sure you head on over and check that out. It's RetireRightKC.com. If you'd like to set a visit with Alan at his office, of course, located at 435 and Metcalf in Overland Park, you can dial him today, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Alan, you were talking about annuities, and since pensions are kind of going by the wayside these days, is that a good alternative?
Megan, I think it's really up to the client, but I believe personally that it's a great alternative. I mean, the whole annuity, the idea is it's a guaranteed income you cannot outlive, but it's based on the claims paying ability of the insurance carrier. And with people living longer and longer, we just don't know. I mean, I have a grandmother who just turned 100 back in February, and she's still going strong. And every day we hear about people that are turning 100, centurions. It's one of the fastest growing parts of our population. And if you're one of those people that makes it to 85, 90, 95, 100, 105, you want to make sure you're not going to run out of money. And I don't know of a better way to do that than to transfer that risk from yourself or your investments over to an insurance company and let them guarantee it. Even if you run out of money, they still pay you. And I don't know what could be better than having a guaranteed income in retirement that you cannot outlive. And that's ultimately what a pension is. Good peace of mind to some respect for most of us. And that's what an annuity can provide for many people.
So, Alan, why do annuities tend to be so misunderstood then?
There's the million-dollar question, Megan. Because there's a war out there for our retirement dollars, the largest population growth is by far the baby boomers. And we have about a 15-year span from baby boomers to the distribution phase of retirement. And if you really think about it, if you're an investment advisor who makes their living of just, you know, assets under management and making, you know, your income is based on how much money you have under management, you wouldn't like the idea of your clients going and finding out that there's kind of this golden goose over here that's going to guarantee them an income for the rest of their life, which is, you know, ultimately their biggest fear. As soon as they figure that out, they're going to go over there and you're going to lose your clients. Well, you know, that's just the way it is. That's why in retirement, you need to figure out the person that you're working with, the person you're talking to, what is their true motivation? What are they licensed in? And how are they assisting themselves, other clients, et cetera, getting through retirement? In my 19 years of being a financial planner and an insurance professional, I have found that annuities are a very, very important part of helping clients get through retirement because they're transferring that risk. Now, there's fixed annuities, there's fixed index annuities. And the one I'm not real excited about, I'm not a fan of, which is variable annuities. There's still a securities product where you actually do lose money in the market. And if you're, you know, have a guarantee in that product, it's a very high fee product to give you a some sort of income base that, you know, 9.9 times out of 10 can be beaten with a fixed index annuity from the same time frame. So I really encourage people to ignore the hype. Look at an annuity, see how it works, see why it's such a large, largely utilized vehicle for people in retirement, and find out what you're not being told. Do some real comparison, and that would help you get not only to retirement, through retirement, with much more success.
So if you'd like to discuss your options with Alan for generating income in retirement, if that's something that's been causing you stress or you're just not sure where to start, give Alan a call and begin the process of securing your retirement future. You owe that to yourself. Dial 913-685-9422. Again, that number, 913-685-9422. And Alan's brand new website for you. Check it out. Go to retirerightkc.com. Today, we're outlining the steps you need to take to put a solid retirement strategy in place. What else could you be overlooking as you head into retirement? Find out with Alan coming up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. Glad to have you with us here for Retire Right with Alan Becker. Of course, Alan is the founder and CEO of Retirement Solutions Group, located conveniently right at 435 in Metcalf in Overland Park. Here's his phone number. It's 913-685-9422. If you'd like more information about some of the things we're discussing today or just to get started planning your retirement, Alan would be happy to help you. He has a great team by his side. 913-685-9422. New website for you to check out. Go to retirerightkc.com. We're talking about how to successfully make the switch from accumulating your assets to preserving your nest egg. And Alan, when we compare our budget while we're still working to our retirement budget, I know we have to factor in healthcare costs. What do you tell people when they ask you, you know, how much should I plan for in terms of healthcare, medical expenses? Where do you begin there?
Megan, this question is really near and dear to my heart, and it's something that has really come up the last couple weeks with a lot of our client family, just having issues with just unusual situations, really. You know, people come in and visit, and then somebody has a medical situation or a concern, and then we're helping them navigate through long-term care, navigate through, you know, utilizing their health care, understanding the differences between TRICARE, Medicare, union benefits, whatever the situation is. We actually we're helping two families kind of in that end of life planning right now. So, you know, one of our largest expenses in retirement can definitely be healthcare costs. Most couples will spend upwards of $500,000 over their lifetime in healthcare costs. And some of that's, you know, it's built into your budget in the sense of monthly expenses for, say, prescription costs or for your health insurance itself. But the copays or the prescription copays can add up, and so can the expense of long-term care. I mean, a lot of us will spend $100,000 to $300,000 at the end of life for expenses that we hoped we'd never have to work with, or, you know, such as $5,000, $6,000, $7,000 a month for long-term care expenses in an assisted living or a nursing home, some sort of facility or home health care. Definitely a concern of many, and something that we unfortunately have to address each and every day working in this arena.
So, Alan, how do you do it? Because the cost of healthcare is just simply staggering. And I know with these staggering healthcare costs, people are wondering, okay, I know it's my health. I have to pay for it. I have to do something here in this arena. But how do I do it without destroying my nest egg?
You know, sometimes that can be tough. We've got to look at everybody's situation. So, you know, if you don't have any money, I mean, less than $2,000, there's Medicaid. We're working with a couple right now who's got a unique situation where they, you know, they're going to be disqualified for Medicaid because of some of their investment assets that they have real estate wise. So you just really have to know what you're looking at and what your assets are. And we have an estate planning attorney here on property. He's been with me for about 4 years now. It's just a great resource so that if you need help with Medicaid planning or Medicare planning, then we can assist with that. And we also help people. We're licensed in Medicare and prescription drug plans, but it's something that you really got to decide. Should I be on an Advantage plan? Should I be on a Medicare supplement? What do I do about long-term care? Is that factored into my overall plan? If all you're worrying about is return on your investment, then you're not really looking at retirement. You're looking at making money. Well, retirement's really about spending money to live on. So you really have to look at how long is it going to last? Which bucket do I take from to most tax efficient so that I have the money there when I need to? Or is somebody going to kick some money in for those medical expenses or those long-term care type expenses? For example, is it part of your life insurance planning? Is it part of your annuity planning? Is it part of your health insurance? And notice all of those that I just said, we're all insurance-based. So if you don't have an insurance license or your investment advisor doesn't, they're not going to be able to answer those questions. So that just goes to what we were talking about in the last segment, is that you really need to work with somebody who holds both an insurance license and a securities license. That way, if you have a question about the stock market, you can get it answered. If you have a question about your health insurance, your long-term care, medical, you can get that answered as well. And we're the perfect fit for many people because after 19 years, we're licensed in all those areas. So we can sit down with you and address your individual concerns. Because, you know, if you have health coverage, maybe it'll cover a little bit. Usually it's about 100 days of long-term care and then you're on your own. And that's where you have to make sure your money's positioned. A lot of my clients like the fact of our indexed annuities that have income doublers, or they pay twice as much if you enter into a long-term care situation. And that's a great benefit. Now, it's usually limited for a few years, up to 5 years for most companies. So you have to look at the different products out there and how they would work in your individual situation. But the way to get that done is to call me. We can review an annuity you already have. We can review your current situation, or maybe it's one that you're looking at or trying to decide and determine if you should be utilizing it. Bring those in and let's look at them, and maybe we can assist you. 913-685-9422. There's no cost or obligation. We're going to put you through our proprietary roundtable retirement review, and we're going to look at all of your unique questions and situations and take a look at your numbers and make sure they work. 913-685-9422. 522. That's 913-685-9422.
And we are so pleased you're with us today. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker. Alan, the CEO and founder of Retirement Solutions Group in Overland Park, located right at 435 in Metcalf. I'll give you his phone number if you'd like to set up a strategy session, a visit with Alan and the team to begin planning your retirement future, 913-685-9422. When you call, ask about his book. Alan is the author of the book Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, the True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. And he has a great brand new website for you. Head on over to RetireRightKC.com. Alan, you were talking about how annuities have some really interesting features that can help you pay for long-term care costs. Can you explain that?
Absolutely. Being a licensed insurance professional as well as a securities advisor, I have the ability to talk on both fences, so to speak. And it's an area that I've, you know, is near and dear to my heart because I've had two grandmothers that have spent time in nursing homes, one currently in a Alzheimer's unit, also had MS in the family and some other situations for home health care usage. Not only my client family, but just personally in my own family have a lot of experience. So we can use annuities with income doublers where it's based on the claims paying ability of the insurance company, obviously, and some carriers do have an additional cost for those. So again, you need to look at the different policies out there, and somebody that has a lot of experience in this arena would be definitely a benefit to talk to, somebody like myself here at Retirement Solutions Group. But then there's the other side of figuring out, should I be using life insurance? Does my life insurance as an asset class offer that benefit as well? And many policies give you 20-25% of the death benefit as a benefit to utilize in a long-term care situation. So not all policies do. A lot of the older ones don't. But definitely some of the newer policies, that's a built-in feature, as well as utilizing a traditional long-term care policy where you just purchase that benefit. I would say that's the least popular these days because it's a very expensive policy for many, especially if you wait too long to get one. I was smart enough to get mine when I was 29, but not many people are in the business and thinking about that when they're 29. So it is relative to the cost. And I think the average person probably looks at long-term care closer to the age of 65 when they are really looking at retirement and leaving the workforce and realizing this. But it's a lot of times is actually a byproduct of helping a parent. In our last week's show, we talked about the sandwich generation. And that's exactly what kind of brings it to the forefront is being sandwiched and helping taking care of a parent. The other side of the sandwich, obviously, is having kids at home. And when you have kids at home, you don't really look at long-term care too often because you have all that added expense of having kids at home. But when they leave and you have that extra capital sometimes, you know, you start looking at what could you do to better yourself? And that's where long-term care comes into play. But at the end of the day, you have to do what's right for you. You have to make sure it fits in the budget. Otherwise, there are systems out there by the government. And I don't think anybody, any of our listeners really want to be on the government's plan, which is spend down your assets. And that usually leaves the surviving spouse in a less than desirable predicament. So we want to make sure our planning is complete. It's addressing everything that it needs to, which includes the income planning, the investment planning, tax planning, legacy planning, and what we currently talk about, the healthcare planning. And we're going to create a plan designed to help you protect yourself against the rising healthcare costs, which includes looking at all the aspects of Medicare, Parts A, B, and D, and analyzing your options for your long-term care plan. We do this through a fiduciary approach, which everything we do is focused on your best interest. It's your money and your retirement. And we believe that it just shouldn't be that hard to give you advice that is truly best for you with no conflicts of interest on our end. So I really want to invite our listeners to pick up the phone and call in. Get on our calendar. Come see me and get your questions answered. There's no cost, no obligation. Just call me at 913-685-9422. We're going to limit this to the first 10 callers on the show today so that we can get you our proprietary This is not some generic cookie cutter report. It's our proprietary customized roundtable retirement review. And it's waiting for you if you'll call me 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
That's right. RetireRightKC.com to do just that. Today on the show, we're talking about ways to build your very own retirement strategy. Are you overlooking anything? Alan shares more insights when we come back.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more, all while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 6th or Thursday, June 8th at Jay Gilbert's in Overland Park. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. You can reach Alan for a strategy session to discuss your retirement plan. Call him at 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. New website is RetireRightKC.com. Well, there is a lot of preparation and planning that goes into creating a financial strategy for retirement. Alan, when you think about your clients, what do you think is the most difficult part for them as they're making that transition from saving for retirement to generating income in retirement?
Change. You know, you've been saving for 30, 40 years, and then all of a sudden you're told you got to start spending it. We like to watch our balances go up, not down. So it's definitely a big change. So income planning, this is where we take your streams of cash flow, determine your lifestyle, and then we help you stabilize your cash flow for a more confident retirement, which includes pension optimization if you have one. So how do you maximize the value of your pension for yourself and your family? Also going to help you make the choice that's right for you if you haven't done so yet. We'll also look at Social Security optimization. And there's multiple factors that come into play when deciding on how and when to take your Social Security benefits. I'm going to help you make smart decisions to make the assets as valuable as possible. And then we're going to look at your portfolio income and how do you best extract income from your investment portfolio. We can show you how to generate stable income that's going to last in a volatile investment environment. And that's real important, especially today. We like to use a institutional investment platform. It tends to be lower cost and more strategic. We also look at your investment planning. And, you know, you've worked your entire life, as I was talking, to save enough money for a comfortable retirement. So I'm going to help you make smart investment decisions so your money is going to last. And that's going to include personalized portfolio design. You know, is a cookie cutter portfolio generated by a computer program best for you? Probably not. We don't think so. So you're unique and your portfolio should reflect that. So we're going to utilize an open source portfolio design to help you build a portfolio that's customized to your unique lifestyle. And I'm going to focus on volatility. In my opinion, consistency of returns is the key to a successful retirement. Once you've reached the stage of financial independence, job number one is to stay there. And that means no big losses. Our goal is to help you achieve decent returns with low volatility, and that can help you keep you protected when the market gets crazy. Also want fee transparency, no industry high fees like the financial industry, yet you understand that your advisor should be compensated. So I'm going to utilize a transparent fee approach that helps you clearly understand who you pay and what you pay them. Nothing's hidden with us. So just a lot of ways to help you get to and through retirement.
Alan, your estate plan, that's a retirement planning step that I think can be very easily overlooked or even forgotten. What steps do we need to take to make sure that our estate plan is in place, that it's ready to go?
You know, that's where we focus on our legacy planning, because it's important to make sure that any remaining assets you've worked so hard, they go to your beneficiaries instead of taxes. And by working collaboratively with a qualified estate planning attorney, our goal is going to be to maximize your estate and income tax planning opportunities, protect any assets in trust, and ensure they are distributed to your beneficiaries probate-free, as well as protecting your IRA and qualified accounts from being fully taxable to your beneficiaries upon death. So you have to make sure your beneficiaries are set up correctly. We want to teach you the difference between per stirpes so that your beneficiaries will follow your, you know, the roots of the tree, so to speak, so that if you lose a child, that you don't disinherit the other child and the money still goes to that child's kids, if that's what you desire. So there's little nuances that if you don't understand what I just said, that it's so much more important that you come in and see us, because you may have things set up incorrectly. Typically, you know, an insurance person or a finance person is just going to ask you, you want your beneficiaries, write down a name and move on, instead of taking the time to explain what your options are and how it can affect you. Plus, things change. People pass away. We get disenchanted with people. So our beneficiaries, they tend to change and they need to stay updated. We were working with a very intelligent college professor who didn't take the time to update his beneficiary prior to coming to us. I was actually working with his heirs, and the estate was left as the beneficiary. So instead of the money going to his children, most of it went to the estate, which then was in probate, which means it paid off credit cards that were non-secured instead of going to his children. So a little mistake by not having a correct beneficiary cost several hundred thousand of what he wanted to go to his kids not to. And that's just a perfect example of what we don't want to have happen. And again, this was something we found out because we were working with the children and not the the person that actually had the situation. So it's real important that you work with somebody who's willing to work with your estate planner or has an estate planner to work with, so that when the need arises, you're protected. Well, whether you want to sit down with our estate planning attorney, or you want to go through the roundtable retirement process, or you've got your own questions that you need answered, the way to get that accomplished is to call now at 913-685-9422. So for the first 10 callers today, I'm going to give you our roundtable retirement review for the first 10 callers on today's show. That's at no cost, no obligation, but you've got to call now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. I'm going to invite you into my office here at 435 in Metcalf, and I look forward to seeing you soon. 913-685-9422.
Alan's website, it has been totally revamped. It's such a great resource for you, and I want to encourage you to check it out today. The address is retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. Alan, any guidelines for how often we need to review our estate plan?
You know, if there's any major life change, it's definitely time to update that, or even a major purchase. So if we're looking at birth, marriage, divorce, death in the family, or just a major purchase where you buy a house or something that needs to be put into a trust, if you have one, if not, maybe you need to get one set up. So there's a lot of things to keep in mind. Keep and file copies of those designated beneficiary forms. We just had a couple that was doing some out of country work and had an episode when he came back into the country, flying back. And now he's in a coma and just a lot of stuff going on. And it's just so important that we have those estate documents so that we can take care of things. You never know when something's going to happen. It's just so unfortunate for the family, but it's just better when you have a resource that you can rely on, somebody that you've had a relationship with or built a relationship with to help you get to and through retirement. It makes those difficult times so much easier. It's not always about building the plan. Sometimes it's about maintaining the plan. And that's what we do here at Retirement Solutions Group. We help you build, maintain, review, and make sure that it's working the way it's intended to.
Alan, we're about at the end of our time for today. Anything else you want to add here?
You know, Megan, I think this is a very good show that we've done today. It's got a lot of great information. And whether you've listened to us week after week or this is the first time tuning in, I'm sure you've gotten some great thought-provoking ideas from today's show. And it all, you know, kind of culminates from the idea of transitioning from the accumulation phase of retirement to the preservation phase, and then distributing your assets the way you want them to go. And it's just such a hard transition for many of us, because especially after 7-8 years of a bull market, we tend to just look back and think, why do I need to make any changes? Everything seems to be working. But if our risk tolerance isn't set up correctly, if our portfolio isn't protected from the downside, from that tornado that might strike at any minute, then we leave a lot of exposure that can affect our family that we may not have the time to bounce back from. So it's so important to communicate your concerns, talk to and research to find out if there's a better way to do. I mean, it's just a second opinion. Everybody understands the idea of getting a second opinion. It's just so often we don't take the time to do it. It's kind of like the plumber with leaky pipes. You just need to take time for yourself. Make the time. And I understand talking about money, talking about health, not the two most exciting conversations for most people, uncomfortable at best. But if you address it, get those concerns taken care of, then you don't have to worry about it anymore. There's so much stuff in the media about annuities or about investments, or I hate annuities, so should you, or you know what? Find the truth. Find out how it applies to you. Why do you think someone's marketing to hating annuities is probably because so many people are transitioning to them and they're just trying to get you to stop. Why do they want you to stop? Because that's taking money out of their pocket, not necessarily taking money out of yours. So you got to look at the motivation of where that media is coming from. And I wish that, marketing was done a different way. I just wish that there was an easier way to get the message out to fine folks like yourselves. But the bottom line is, if you buy insurance to transfer risk, whether it's from your car, from your house, you know, life insurance because you have earning potential and you want to take care of your loved ones when you're gone, the reason to buy an annuity is to transfer the risk of running out of money from your family to the insurance company, to a highly rated insurance company that's been around for a lot of years doing this. And that's the concept. If you, as you get into that retirement red zone, as you transition it from the accumulation phase into the preservation phase, and you truly want to preserve your legacy, you really want to preserve your assets, why not look into vehicles that are designed to do that? A fixed indexed product, there's a lot of them out there. Find the right one for you. Talk to a professional, somebody like Retirement Solutions Group. I've got a great team here put together for you, and we can help you navigate that landscape. It can be confusing, it can be complex, but it can also be done. We also have Medicare. You know, as you get closer to 65, you get bombarded with information on which plan should you take. Well, they're all actually the same, not the Advantage plans, but the supplements. They pay what Medicare tells them to. It seems real confusing, but we can make it real simple in about 10, 15 minutes and then answer your specific questions after the basic knowledge. But we have a process that we've proven and put in place for you that can help you go through and get the answers to those questions. Then I'm sure you'll have questions outside of that that you want answered too, and we'll make sure those are addressed. But here at Retirement Solutions Group, after 19 years in this profession, I really have a passion for what I do. I really believe that we do a really good job of assisting people, and I hope you'll pick up the phone, come in and visit with me, and see that for yourself. You just got to take a chance. You got to call in, get on the calendar, find a time and get those questions addressed. We'll do that at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Megan and I are here every week to answer your questions and have a conversation and tell you a little bit about how to transition to and through retirement. Hopefully we're doing a great job. Go out to our website and let me know if there's any feedback, any topics that you want to talk about. We'd like to make sure that we're putting out a great program and that you're getting a lot of value as you tune in week after week. We definitely appreciate you tuning in, and we love doing it. So call me, 913-685-9422. Check out my book, Return on Investment, A Reliability Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. You can get a copy of that book by coming in and visiting with me or going to the website. I would love to get a copy in your hands to your enjoyment, and hopefully that will give you even more reason to come in and visit with my team and I here at Retirement Solutions Group. So again, that phone number is 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Look forward to seeing you here in the office very soon.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.